This I acknowledge mine.
The majesty of joy.
I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again.
How did one man capture all it is to be human? Shakespeare Unlocked, on TV, on radio, online, across the BBC.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now it's time for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Elgar's exquisite setting of the Ave Verum Corpus as sung by the choir of St John's College, Cambridge. Welcome to Late Junction. This is the work of Ryan Teague. Shadow Play from the album released back in February called Field Drawings by Ryan Teague. It's proving a great year already for new releases. The singer Julie Murphy, who's lived in Wales for many a year now, has recently been sitting at an old piano that she rescued from the tip and coming up with new material. This song is called The Fountain and includes part of a poem by Petrarch, who some say was the father of the sonnet.
Around me, Eloise. benedetto sia il giorno, il mese, e l'anno, e la stagione, il tempo, e l'ora, e il punto, e il bel paese, e il loco ove io fui giunto, da due belli occhi che la gatta mano. Mio vinaisi le urlili, dost thou love me, tell me truly, if there's a weather, how the heather, amote in corte mea, amote in corte mea.
Julie Murphy with The Fountain, and you'll be able to get your hands on her new album. It's called A Quiet House on April the 16th. You're listening to Late Junction, and before we hear Italy's brass Banda Olifante join forces with the Malian kora player and singer Mamadou Djibate, this is The Great Sound of the Hang, a whole steel band in the lap of just one player. In this case, the player is Ravid Goldschmidt of the duo Llama.
Thank you. top geewal ci yonam te modi xam la demb ak tay jappo ci banex ak naqar jappo nak tay muñu leunte ci luul bañante ak di xébaate guer bi di tal rew mi dafa wara jeex ak duna wara nek ben kon nañu and ak geewal ci li mu ñuy wo
Banza Olifante and Mamadou Djibate with Le Chemin du Griot, The Path of a Griot. And if you'd like details of that, or of course anything else you hear on the programme, do drop us a line. You can email us late.junction@bbc.co.uk, or you can write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London W1A 1AA. Robert Jarvis is a trombone player. He's based in Kent and he's also a very insightful composer. He's worked a lot with the sounds of nature and landscape and also with people's stories over the years. And a recent project took him to Lambourne in Berkshire, where he was asked to try and capture in sound the long history that that village has with horse racing. And this part of the piece is called A Way of Life and features the voice of horsewoman Janet Spanswick.
Thank you. Born in Salisbury, always been interested in horses. So I came to Lambourne, worked for Jack Dale as well, had a good time there. And then I went to work for Pat Taylor, and it was very hard work. You know, when the food lorry came every week, we'd be unloading all the sacks of corn and all the bales of hay and putting it up in the loft. Yeah, it was heavy, it was hard work. It was never easy work. But, you know, you say you didn't mind because you loved your horses. It was the way of life. I always wanted to be a jockey, and I said that I wanted to race. And then in 72, I was fortunate to have my first ride. Quite sweet, the horse's name was Little Filly. Finished about fourth. And then later on, I had another chance to ride. The big colt, chestnut colt. Just pipped by a whisker for first place. And then I went to work for Fred Winter, to run his hostel for his lads, his racing lads. And that was a really nice time in my life. You know, very nice people. Fred Winter and his family were lovely people. Ran the hostel for a few years, and then sadly Fred Winter had an accident. So he sold the yard to Charlie Brooks. I worked just running the hostel the same. And then Charlie Brooks retired. So that was the end of my connection with the racing. You have to be very lucky, really, to make it as a jockey. It's a way of life. It was wonderful, wonderful days.
That's the great Neil Yeats and his Five Countries trio, and a piece called Storm on the Irish Sea, following on from part of Lambourne Voices by Robert Jarvis, and I'll play you more of that next week. Well, before we hear some of the exquisite playing of the Indian violinist Kala Ramnath, I did promise to play you a track each night from what I think is a groundbreaking album by the singer Sam Lee. It's an album of traditional British folk songs reworked in some stunning arrangements using all kinds of instruments and textures, to say nothing of his very direct and honest voice. Here's what he's done with The Colour of Amber.
Oh, the first time we met was in the wild wood. The pink sand wild roses all around us they stood. And you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, your lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? And oh, the colour of amber is my love's hair, and his two blue eyes, they enticed me, and his ruby lips, they being soft and fine, for many's the time they were. Oh, I'll go a-fishing in yonder's brook, and I'll catch my love with a line and a hook. And if he loves me as I love him, no man on earth can part. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, do you remember the time when you promised you'd marry me above all womankind? You pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Johnny, what has altered your mind? Oh, I wish, but it's all in vain. And I wish to God I's a maiden again, but a maiden again. Apples as ripe, but they soon get rotten. A young man's heart, it soon grows cold. What care I for the world of pleasure? All I want is an honest young man. Lovely has altered your mind. When you promised you'd marry me above all womankind, and you pulled off your apron, sheltered me from all wind. Lovely Johnny, lovely Johnny, what has altered your mind? Mm-hmm.
Violinist Kala Ramnath with Vijay Gutta playing the tabla, and that was a Hindu praise song set in Raga Bhaveri. Sam Lee's album is called Ground of Its Own, and you'll find more details on his website, samleesong.co.uk. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and here's the vocal acrobat Camille and a track called The Monk.
Thank you.
That's Camille and The Monk from her album Music Hole. Can she really sing that high, I wonder? If you'd like details of that, you'll find it on the playlist, which we'll post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website, where, of course, you can also listen to the programme again there too. Now, a couple of nights ago, I played you a track by the electronic artist Ulrich Schnaus. It was quite a gentle number, although the truth is that he can get quite extrovert and shamelessly retro. Here is a track called Einfeld.
Thank you.
Well, certainly matching Ulrich Schnaus in flamboyance, that is the late Klaus Nomi and his idiosyncratic take on The Cold Song by Henry Purcell. And after all that showiness, I thought it would be nice to leave you with something quite sparse. It's a piece by the late Arne Nordheim, a Norwegian composer who had a passion for electronics, but here he's trying to capture the sound of electronic music on a very real accordion. The player is Ksenia Sidorova, and the piece is called Flashing. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening to Late Junction. Do join me on Tuesday next week when we're going to be back to the usual start time of 11 p.m. Till then. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Rossini fills most of the first hour today. It's not one of his stage works, but his sacred music is recognisably from the same pen, and in his Stabat Mater the results are similarly tuneful, if sometimes curiously jaunty, for a setting of the medieval poem about the sorrowful Virgin Mary standing at the foot of the cross. 2 years after his official retirement, Rossini composed it, reluctantly, to a commission from a Spanish state councillor, and then submitted it with half the score finished by a friend. A decade and several legal shenanigans later, Rossini completed the version we'll hear now in a performance from Bulgaria.